recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Don't wait. Now, 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
Find the perfect gift for the perfect dad at Macy's and save an extra 15 to 25% with your Macy's Carter Savings Pass. Save 20% on men's Bulova, Citizen, and Seiko watches. 25 to 50% on sportswear and accessories for dad. Get Cooking with Grills and Griddles 30% off and Martha Stewart Collection Grilling Gear 70% off. Or give a Macy's gift card and let dad choose exactly what he wants during Macy's Father's Day sale. Savings off regular sale prices. Exclusions apply.
IT orchestration stories from CDW, a solutions company was setting the pace and expanding service for their customers. Unfortunately, their legacy IT infrastructure couldn't keep up the pace. So CDW orchestrated a Nutanix Enterprise Cloud solution that integrates server, storage, virtualization, and networking into a single hyperconverged platform that scales to their changing needs. Simplified scalability by Nutanix, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/Nutanix. CDW, people who get it.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Christian Faith Publishing helps thousands of authors publish their books with a company dedicated to strong Christian values.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
It all starts with our free author submission kit. Call 800-566-1012. We'll edit, design, copyright protect, print, and distribute books online and in bookstores everywhere. You'll see your books in Christian bookstores, Amazon, iTunes, Barnes & Noble, and many others. If you have a biography, novel, devotional, self-help, or other inspirational work, we get it published. We provide professional book editing, award-winning design, with the highest royalty structure in the industry. Plus, you retain 100% rights to your work. Get your book published today. Call for your free author submission kit at 800-566-1012. That's 800-566-1012. 800-566-1012.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. Service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by Robert Henderson.
It's the Robert Henderson Jr. Show, featuring Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner and president of the Henderson Financial Group.
Understanding money.
Good morning, South Florida. Hello, world. This is Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner, certified tax coach, live in the beautiful studios of WZAB 880 The Biz. I'm riding solo again. I think it's the third week. Sister-in-law been out there getting that knowledge, traveling from West Coast to the North, to the East. I think sister-in-law down in the good ATL right now at a workshop. Matter of fact, she's going to be coming back, and I'm going to be leaving to go to the ATL. It's Linda Harris, my sister-in-law. She's a vice president of the Henderson Financial Group. I don't know if she's going to call in. Maybe she'll get a chance if she can get a break or there is some time off into this conference that she's in the ATL. She'll give us a call, AC. But if not, it's you and I, buddy. We're going to ride out. Today is a good day, a wonderful day. Right now it's not raining in South Florida, but that could change any minute now. We're in the, what they call the hurricane season, starting June 1st all the way to November, the end of November, I think it is. But it's part of the circle of life, all the season. Still a beautiful place to live in the whole Florida. Especially South Florida, the weather it get hot and it get cold. I mean, it gets hot and then it rains, but I love it. I do like to make the world my home. One of my hobbies is traveling. I like to actually. I've been a certified financial planner for over 32 years. Been in this business about 37 years. I'm the president of the Henderson Financial Group, and we have an office here down in Miami Lakes. We also have one in Margate. We have one in Atlanta. and we deal with clients all over the country and out of the country. And we do full service financial planning. We do fee, and then we also do commission. Depends on what best suits you, but we move more towards just 100% fee, especially the industry. That's where they want the industry to go, especially since there's 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day. The securities industry, FINRA and SEC, they really want advisors to be just fee only. And it's cool with me because being a certified financial planner, we always had to be, you know, fiduciaries, meaning that we have to put your life and put your, what's best for you first. And I've always preached that even before I became a certified financial planner. Those of you all who have been listening to me for a long time, you can kind of hear what I believe, my beliefs in terms of I believe in universal laws. I'm not a religious person, but I do believe in the creator. I know I didn't create myself because I always jokingly say if I would have created myself, I'd be at least 7 feet tall, you know? I'm only 5'9". In September, I'll be 60 years old. I'm that super Virgo. And then I found out my blood type is A. Do you know your blood type? That's why sometimes you hear me talking about what is your blood type. You need to know that. Not just so much just in case of emergency, you need to get a pint of blood or something. I'm not saying that. It's just because you need to know inside of your body what flows better inside of it. And it's like having a car. What flows better in your engine, you know? And we're different. Half of my family is type O and the other half is type A. And one is type A. I jokingly did. We're smarter than type O's. But I just jokingly, you know, say that. So most people that know how I feel, in terms of investments, I look at investments on a holistic way in terms of balance. I don't like to do too much. I don't like to go too far to the left, too far to the right. I'm more of a, try to be a balanced person. And like I said, I'm not a religious person, so I don't succumb to whether it's Pentecostal. My mother is raised me Baptist, but then, you know, last 35 years, she's been Jehovah's Witness, and it works really well for her, and I don't discriminate. So, I just don't belong to one sect. You know, I don't think I'm smart enough to commit to one sect. I mean, you know, you look at me and my skin is dark, so I'm considered an African-American, but I look at that as my uniform. I'm in here. Me, the real me is in here, and this is just what I came to earth in this time. I do believe that, the spirit of me is more powerful than anything that you can probably see. And that's why in terms of I don't have a problem with your sexuality. I don't really care. I mean, some people call me and say, Robert, the world is changing and, you know, the gays and lesbian, whatever. I personally, my own belief, I got to be honest with you, because I don't just go, you know, with the status quo or just go with it. You know, I have to go with myself. For some reason, I could care less what do you do and who you like, who you choose to love. I don't get that because, to be honest with myself, I just think that I need more time to be learning Robert. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of things I need to learn about me and how I function, how my mind functions, and this thing called fear. What makes me happy? What makes me sad? I mean, you know, so I want to put more time in that. I really don't care what you believe in. I don't want you to harm me, okay? I believe in harmony. So that's my principle. I believe in harmony. I believe in love. I believe in peace. I believe in growth. That's just the type of person I am. And I that spills over into my practice and how I look at financial planning. I look at financial planning in terms of you come into my office and it's a before and after thing. You come into my office because you say, listen, I have a problem or I have some challenges. I'm trying to accomplish something. Can you help me accomplish that? And I'll look at the canvas like I went to school for architecture, believe it or not, from the ninth grade all the way to the second year in college. So I look at each case and I put myself in that case. Okay, let's look at before and after. You have debt, you know, you want to buy a house or you want to start a business or, you know, you want to get from point A to point B. And let's look at everything that we're working with. And let's try to, you know, develop. Let's try to analyze the situation, and let's diagnose it, you know. And then let's prescribe, you know, a strategy, financial management, pretty much like the medical doctors or dentists would do. You know, let's look at where we are, and then and let's bring in some of this universal law stuff. Like, what is causing that? Why do you feel like that? Why do you believe that? Let's look at cause and effect, because for the most part, wherever you are in life, ready to land, wherever you are in life, it's simply strictly because of your thinking, your thoughts, my thoughts, your thoughts, all of our thoughts have gotten us where we are today. We are all just the sum total of our thoughts, because you have to first think it. It comes from an idea. You can't see a thought, but you have to think it, and then you act upon it. And then, you know, that's the cause of your condition, and then it's the effect. So if you, case in point, you see someone who is 500 pounds, and you don't ask him how he got that way, because you know he had to be thinking about eating some food, because he didn't zip his mouth. He's putting stuff in his mouth, and it was going into his body, and he was blowing up, or she was blowing up. So I do believe in cause and effect. So when it comes to financial planning or investment, always look at, okay, what is the cause and what's the effect? If you come in and say, listen, I don't have no money. How much you make? I make $150,000 a year. Okay. Let's look at, what are you doing with your money? You know, medically, what are you doing? Well, I get my money and I go out and I buy. I got this car. I got a Mercedes Benz. I got a Range Rover. You know, I have this, I have that, I have three women, you know, and I like to party and I eat out every night. Okay. So now let's track that. So that's the cause. The effect is that's why you don't have any money. So life is cause and effect. And those who know me, that's what I believe in. So I look at every situation with cause and effect. If you've been listening to me for, I think I've been on the radio for about 10 years. James T, good friend of mine, since about 10 years ago. And he was working at 1080. Matter of fact, we had 1080. It was a really explosive radio station. And it had a whole section that it just people of color. And we had a whole lineup from attorneys to financial people to real estate people, just a whole nice program. Anyway, the station got sold, and a lot of that got broken up. But I think it was very effective. But he put me on radio. In other words, he gave me a radio show. So hats off to James. Yeah, I love this brother to eternally, you know. And he's a good conscience brother, too. Those of you all know him. He's up at Hot 105. Just a fantastic human being, you know. I'm just glad that, you know, he came into my life. And it's been over 30 years that we've been knowing each other. But just we always say you're my brother from another mother. But you know, we talk about a lot of this stuff in general. But back to what my beliefs is. So my beliefs is, like I said, I look at everything from a holistic, universal law, cause and effect, balance type thing, you know, and the reason why, and reason why I do certain things, is because I'm really trying to be the best that I could be, and I'm always learning. I have a lifelong thing about learning, and I'm so happy and glad that I'm in my right mind, so to speak, or the mind that I'm in, that I don't cause problems or I'm in harmony. I don't try to hurt other people. I try to help, and I'm a servant. And I really, really believe that, you know, the more you serve others and help others, the better your life is. And that has proven well for me. So I just think that, you know, some people say, Rob, why are you giving the game away? Why are you telling people, you know, all the secrets and stuff? You know, the more I do reveal what I learn and what I know, I have discovered that the better I become, the more happy I become. As a matter of fact, the more money I make, me earn, the more I can help other people, because I know that what I do in my life trickle down to my community, the people who know me, people who love me, people who I love, is very effective. And I believe that. And some people's like, Rob, you know, man, you ought to play golf with me. I was just at a conference, I think it was from Sunday, and I left Thursday night, a financial conference. And the guy was like, come on, Rob, let's go out and play golf. I said, listen, man, I know golf is a beautiful thing, but I feel guilty. He said, what do you mean? I said, because, you know, God has created me. And I think God loves us all. And I think that, matter of fact, I know that between these two ears, I am not being all I could be. And say, what do you mean? I says, well, I should be speaking at least 10 languages because I know that, you know, I'm wired for that. We all are, you know. So I just don't feel good about going, you know, and paying money on a golf course for 4 and 5 hours, you know, when I should be learning a second language. I mean, I should be better at the piano. There's a lot of things that I want to do for myself that will enhance other people. Now, if I'm learning something that's going to help another person, that's going to help mankind, okay. But when I'm playing golf, if I'm out here, because I have an addictive spirit, and I know if I get out there, I'm going to want to win, 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 and it's spending time, that's going to take time from other things. So I know golf is a beautiful game, and I know it's addictive, and everybody say it is. But that's something that I don't want to do. That's the same reason why I don't get into drugs. I know that's addictive, and that's going to take away. So if you're trying to be all you could be, then you focus on what's important to you and what's going to make you happy. You know, and that's what I do. Talking on the radio every Saturday, I don't really have to do this. But I actually enjoy it because I can talk to you. Even though a lot of y'all don't call in, I don't know how many of y'all listen. They tell me a whole lot of people listen to my show. They're always telling me that, but I can't tell because y'all is paying possum. But then I'll get some callers to call my office, all backgrounds, race and nationality, and say, hey, Henderson, you know, keep it up because we're learning a lot. But from time to time, just drop in a phone call and say, hey, Henderson, listen, you know, I am out here. Because sometimes being in this booth, man, you know, you don't know. So you just don't know, you know what I mean? But because, you know, there's no way for, you know, me to keep ratings exactly where you're coming from, but I know there are people listening. I hope I am helping. Even financial advisors, I know a lot of you guys listen, and that's cool. Sometimes, you know, you hit me up and say, hey, Henderson, you know what I mean? Hit me up. Now, last week, we was talking about health insurance because I was big on this, you know, health savings account. And it's a brother called in. Y'all remember, said, Henderson, you're talking out the side of your mouth. Remember he said that? Yeah. And, you know, that was his opinion. But let me tell you about this brother. He said he's been listening to Linda and I for 5 years. But he wrote me when I came back Thursday evening. I stopped out and went to the office about 7 o'clock at night. And Mr. Quintana, this guy wrote me a letter saying apology. I thought that was cool, straight up. Dude just made me feel good. He says, listen, you know, he'd been listening. And, you know, maybe he could have said it a different way, you know, about me talking out the side of his mouth, of my mouth. And he apologized for that, but he has his stance on his health care in America. And he's frustrated. And I can understand. I am too. So, you know, and his letter was really good. I'm not going to read it because I think it's a private letter, but it's a good letter. And his point of view in terms of, like I say, he frustrated like many of us regarding this whole health, this debacle that's going on, you know. And see, I look at it because I'm a visual learner, and I look at things metaphorically in the picture. I think health insurance license I got in 1982 or 83 or something. So I used to help a lot of people in terms of health insurance, and then I was helping myself. And then, you know, they came up with this affordable health care and it was doing good. But then, like I said, everything is about money, because then when the affordable health care, a lot of insurance agents couldn't get paid. And when you take the money away, you know, you're going to have some problems. Because I remember being inside of in health insurance meetings, and I mean, almost everybody hated it, affordable health care, even though, you know, and they like, Rob, why you don't hate it? And I said, because some people don't have it, and they got a hickey on a big bump on the side of their head, but they can't afford health care. I mean, I think they should be able to get health care. And they would tell me, well, how are we going to get paid? And I say, well, some things, you know, you can't, you know, you just can't put money in front of it, you know, especially your health. So the way I look at this whole health debacle that's going on right now, to me, let me give you all a visual, the way I look at it, and the reason why I went to MediShare and I'm hiding out, so to speak. Imagine King Kong and Godzilla, you know, they both having this big knockout, drag out fight. You got King Kong on one side and you got Godzilla. Now, you want to get in the middle of that, or you want to hide out and wait until King Kong and Godzilla duke this thing out. Hopefully King Kong a win, because at least he like humans, like the little white lady, you know. But at least he like humans, okay? But Godzilla, if he win, oh man, we all do him. He gonna start not only beating, he not only killing King Kong, but he gonna start killing us. Like I said, at least Godzilla will, but at least King Kong, you know, he like the little human white lady. Maybe he'll like a brother, a sister, you know what I mean? So for me, saying, okay, they took my health care and premiums up from $1,200 a month 1 year. Next year, went to $1,350 a month. Then the final snap was they said, okay, Rob, we taking your health care up to $1,700 a month. So they took it from $1,200 a month. Then the next year, $1,350 a month. Then the straw that just broke the camel's back was $1,700 a month. Now, mind you, you know, I wasn't, one time I used the health insurance just to go get a checkup. You follow me? So I'm like, ho, let me hide out. So the whole year 2017, I saved $21,000. And then 2018, then my wife needed it, and it worked out beautifully. So Mr. Quintana said that, you know, people like me basically was you know, part of the cause, the problem. And I was trying to explain to him, listen, there's people with big, powerful money lobbyists. It's about money, okay? I mean, right now, the insurance companies, they got, like I said, next to God, saying, listen, if y'all keep this, we can't discriminate based on someone's pre-existing condition, or we have to have everybody pay, you know, low rates, you know, we're gonna discontinue this stuff. You know what I mean? Trust me, it's about money. So that's why I said, I got to wait till they knock this stuff out. King Kong win and beat Godzilla, what is it, Godzilla or whatever name, yeah, oh, Godzilla. Once it's over, I don't know how long. I mean, I thought Mr. Trump, when he said he's going to have something so beautiful that it was going to be affordable for everybody, rich and poor, I was like, yay, let him do it. But right now, we ain't seen nothing yet. And a lot of people paying a lot. So that's why I feel like that. But first, Mr. Quintana, first of all, hats off to you. I appreciate you, brother, for writing me a letter, taking the time. Much love to you. And keep on listening. We got Larissa. Larissa is a certified tax coach. She's my sister from another mother. I used to say brother from another mother. She's my sister from another mother. And I told her to call. Let's talk some tax strategies and what's going on with this whole new tax act. Jobs and Tax Act. And the reason why I want to talk about it today, because it's in June. We got 6 more months before the end of the year, and I want to get you prepared. Things have changed. It's not like last year, especially with them exemptions. You claiming all them children, your sister and your cousin children, so you can get a lower, so you can pay lower in taxes. That's over. So we're going to talk about that. We got Larissa from Atlanta, the ATL. She's a certified tax coach. Don't go away. Stick and stay. And I'm going to give out the phone number here because I'm accused of never doing that. 305-541-2350. That's the hotline number here in the studio. 305-541-2350. And when we come back, before we go to Larissa, I got to give out the word of the day, the vocabulary of the day, the word. You know, y'all know I'm into words and to learning, all right? I didn't do this when I was in high school, so now I'm having a good time learning geography and traveling, you know what I mean? I'm catching up. Life is good. We'll be right back. Stick and stay. Don't you go away. You listen to Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner, certified tax coach. We'll be right back after this station break.
Do you feel like you aren't good at managing your money? Do you have a budget but still can't seem to make ends meet? Do the words like stocks, bonds, and retirement planning scare you? Well, the Henderson Financial Group is here to help. For over 25 years, the Henderson Financial Group has built a strong reputation for educating and empowering clients about important money matters. At the Henderson Financial Group, we specialize in breaking down fancy financial jargon in an easy-to-understand manner that even a six-year-old would understand. Sign up for our upcoming workshops, seminars, and podcasts. Visit us online at thehendersonfinancialgroup.com or give us a call at 305-825-1444. Once again, visit us online at thehendersonfinancialgroup.com or give us a call, 305-825-1444. 1444. You'll be glad you did.
Registered representative of IFS Securities, member of FINRA, MSRB, SPIC.
Hi, everybody. This is James T. for Minimally Invasive Surgery, Dr. Ronald Moore, MD. Dr. Moore, what makes your practice so different?
One of the things that I think distinguishes our practice from other practices is we actually try to treat everyone that walks through our door, family. I've actually operated on some of my family members, and I try to treat my patients with that same level of respect, the same level of compassion, and the same level of detail that I would anyone that I see and I'm responsible for on a daily basis. And that permeates throughout my entire staff. When I'm in the hospital, I demand that of my nurses, and I have awesome nurses throughout the hospitals here in South Florida through which I work. And that's kind of my standard. That would be my brand, is the level of compassion, detail, and genuine concern for the patient that we have.
Visit moreroboticsurgery.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, roboticsurgery.com. Or dial 954-797-4220. 954-797-4220.
Hi, it's Linda Harris with the Henderson Financial Group. When it comes to investing, time can be your enemy or your best friend. It's the one thing we just can't get back, so we must use it wisely. When it comes to investing, you must start now. There's no better time than now, so give us a call for a free financial consultation, 305-825-1444. Give us a call at the Henderson Financial Group.
Hi, this is Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner. We're very glad that you're tuning in and listening to our radio program. But I don't want you just to be a hearer. I want you to be a doer also. You have to stop and renew your mind. It's time for you to take action. I don't want you to hesitate. Don't be shy. It's time for you to think about you. You work very hard. You have to take care of your family, yourself, your health. Now it's time to show you how to make your money grow.
Call the Henderson Financial Group now at 305-825-1444. 305-825-1444.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. On Twitter at 880 The Biz.
We're back. We're back live. Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner, certified tax coach, riding solo here. Hadn't heard from sister-in-law. I don't know if we're going to get in. She's going to be able to call us before the show out, but we're moving fast here. Before we go to Larissa in Atlanta, she's a certified tax coach. Before we go to her, I want to give out the word of the day. Before we go to the word of the day, I want to talk to you briefly about the stock Dow Jones Industrial Average. It closed down 121 points. You know, yesterday it was down like 300 points at one time. But it came back at the end, and it only was down 121 points. That's okay. It's still healthy. You know, Dow still is above 25,053, and the NASDAQ was down 20 points, but it's still up 7,740. And S&P 500 was down 6 points, but it's still at over 2,000. It's 2,776. You know, a lot of the fangs from Facebook to Apple to, you know, Netflix and Google, they were up and then they were down. They're mixed there. But overall, like I said, in January, the top of the year, that it was going to be very volatile. And now with Mr. 45, President, with this China thing, $50 billion, I mean, all that stuff like that, that's just window dressing, just ring, 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 just noise. And the market, you know, takes a hit. And we know that, you know, anytime Mr. 45 would send out a tweet or just get a lot of, you know, this tariff stuff and trade stuff and all this, it's going to hurt a lot of people. But in the end, like I said, it's always about money. Trust me. It's always. Bottom line, you know, the children can't see it because the adults keep it away. But everything from war to medical to religion, bottom line, it's always about the dollar. It's always, okay? Now, let's talk about the word of today. The word of the day is feckless. Yes, I said it, feckless. Let's spell that. F as in Ford, E as in Easter, C as in Charlie, F as in King, L as in Larry, E as in Easter, S as in Sam, S as in Sam. Feckless. Now, first heard that word, a lot of us, when Samantha Bee used that word against Ivanka Trump. So a lot of us said, what does he mean by feckless? Well, the name feckless, or the word feckless is to be, it's defined as being ineffective, incompetent. So do you know anybody who is incompetent or ineffective, non-effective, incompetent, futile? Well, another name for that person, a word for that person is feckless. I got a cousin. Guy's 58 years old. This guy just been living with my aunt all his life. Won't move, won't get a job. He's feckless. Yes. He appears to be mentally stable, but something, he's ineffective. Feckless. Y'all like that word, AC? That's some word. I didn't learn that in junior high or high school. You know what I mean? So that's why I bring these words up. It's never too late to learn. Last week, I think we talked about unprecedented. Okay, let's go to my sister here. Larissa.
Hey, Robert. How you doing today?
Good. How you doing?
Fabulous. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta.
Yes, it is. Oh, you like that word, feckless?
Well, I don't like the people that are feckless. But I guess it's good to have something to call them.
Ineffective and incompetent. But that word right there, that don't suit you, boy. I tell you, Larissa, you are a bad mama jammer, boy.
Hey.
AC, can we get a drum roll, man? This sister right here, man, it's a sister with a badge, man. I mean, this sister right here is something. I'm talking about, there it is. Whoa. You a bad mama jammer. Hey, when
all
I say,
right, all right. Why are you saying that now?
Cause, come on, man. You. Listen, I know your work. I done seen your work, man. You like a chemist, a scientist when it comes to tax law, tax strategy, and you always. That's what I mean. You get along because he's like, hey, Rob, look what I got. Look what I found. This loophole in the tax law, you know? Okay, we could do this. You know, you could do that. Rob, don't worry about it. We got it. You know. You're pretty good with that, understanding that tax code and this. I would say your stuff is really 100% or 99% for small business and mid-sized business owners.
Yes, so, that's where all the write-offs are. Because you know, Congress, all of them have businesses in like real estate. So when they created the law, they do it for businesses and real estate, so they don't have to pay. They don't care about the individuals. I was explaining to one client this week how there are two different tax systems. The individual W-2 people, and then on the other system is the self-employed and the real estate investors. So there's basically nothing for the no advanced tax strategies for the W-2 people because they just think those people are asleep. They don't care. They're not going to do anything to make their tax situation better anyway. So they don't even worry about it.
See, when you was talking, it's like it's them against us, or like you say, those people. And all of us are Americans working. And you have someone who, let's say, you know, the guy's a doctor. And, uh-huh. You know, he went to college, got all kind of, you know, loans, student loans. And he works at the hospital. And let's say the guy makes $500,000 a year, and he's on W-2. So the tax code don't like him either, because I mean, he work, he show up, and you know, he makes $500,000 a year, and you know, they take out his taxes, and I mean, it's not a whole lot he can do, right?
The tax code does not like him. I have several clients, doctors, make $500,000, paying close to $200,000 a year in federal taxes alone. Here in Georgia, we have state taxes, another 7%. So, but you Florida people don't have to worry about that. But it's horrible. And I try to, I got this one guy in particular, I've been preaching that for the last 5 years. And steadily his income has been increasing along with his taxes. And he's like, I don't want to be in business. I just want to go to work, do my job, and go home. So it's no hope for that. The tax code says you pay up to 37% of your income.
So what would you, in that same example, so if let's say we got a doctor who's listening, and I can hear the doctor said raising his hand, Larissa, tell me what to do. I'll do it. So what would you tell him? How to mitigate those taxes and reduce them. But what would you suggest?
Well, my first thing would be to say, can you be paid as a contractor? So what that means is you would not be an employee anymore because you would not get a W-2. They would just pay you straight money. Whatever you earn, you would get. So if you make $500,000, you get $500,000 in your hand. Most of the hospitals are not going for that, so because they think there's risk along with contractors. So normally they just say, okay, no, that's not an option. So the next thing would be get in business. You need some type of business to help you be able to claim all the advanced tax strategies that can save you some money. So I have a few clients who have a regular job and they have businesses they've developed over the years. And what happens is, if should there be a loss in the business, it decreases the amount of taxes they pay on the income from their regular job.
So in other words, so if you got a doctor or any professional who is an employee and he can't become a contractor and have the company pay his company, him, you know, as a business, like a contractor, outside business, a consultant. If he can't become a consultant, then you suggest that, okay, at least go out and start you a lawn service or even better than that, you know, go buy a couple of pieces of property, you know, duplex or triplex or a building or something, and then incorporate that. And then have that your side business to try to create some deductions from that to offset the taxes that they're automatically taking up front from your W-2 salary, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, because you have a lot of people say they don't want to go into business, but it's not so much you want to go into business. There's a lot of different type of business. Because you're a doctor, you could, you know, open up some sort of service that pertains to what you do, you know, whether you're doing x-rays or you're doing testing or something, but you got to get a side hustle. And if you don't want to do that, like I said, real estate is the easiest thing because you can buy a property, which is appreciated, plus you get depreciation, and that helps to mitigate some of your taxes. So, and as you say, you know, I found, because I'm a certified tax coach too, I found that the easiest thing, if you don't really know, if you don't want to open up a barbershop or, you know, a beauty salon, or if you don't want to, you know, have something on the side, if you're a professional and this is what you do, then real estate is, or even open a daycare or something, then, you know, if you don't want to do that, then you're going to be at the mercy of the U.S. tax laws.
That's right. But what most people fail to realize is when you open a business, you can just be the owner. You can hire people to do the actual service or sell the products, and you can get the benefit of having the business. You don't have to necessarily work in it.
Right. Like, in other words, you can do it like your children. You can open up a business, have your children run it. You know they're going to lose money, right? So you get a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Children are excellent.
You know, I like the strategy that you can hire your children, I think it starts 7, and you can hire them in your business and pay them and get a tax deduction for paying them. And instead of you taking money out of your pocket to pay them, you pay them through the business, and then they go out and go to the movies, or they get their books, or, you know, private school, or whatever, you know, and you you write that off. It's a lot of strategies that most people don't know, and most, you know, CPAs and accountants, they don't really have a lot of time to sit there, especially if you're not paying them a whole lot of money. They're not going to do this strategy because you're paying them $300-$400 to file your taxes. This is the most stuff. So and they know you probably don't want to pay them, you know, $1,500 or $2,000, even though you're going to save them, you know, $10,000 or $20,000. Most people don't get it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you what I did with my son. He went to a private military school for high school. So from grades 9 through 12, I had to pay, well, the business paid like $40,000 a year, because that money was paid for my son through my business. I received that amount of write-off for him in the business each year. That was a big help to my bottom line, let me tell you.
Whoa, I like that strategy. You know, now with this new tax rules and Job Act, I mean, do you think that a lot of people are going to be surprised? Now, 2017, filing for taxes ended April 15th, April 16th. But if you're an extension, you know, you have up until September, you know, in October for even the business or individual. But for 2018, are you expecting that people are going to be shocked in terms of like shocked, and like, hey, why can't I write this off? I mean, especially with those exemptions, right? When you claim your, because some people, they go, those rapid refund people, and they, you know, they write, claim their sister's kids and brother's kids, and each kid before was like $4,000 deduction from your taxes, but now they pretty much done away with, you know, claiming your kids, right?
Well, not the kids. The way it works is, yes, there's no more write-off for exemption. So before, for every person you claim, you got a $4,050 write-off. So that's gone. So all those old people you're trying to claim, forget that. The only way it's going to help you is if you're claiming a child under 17. Then you can get the child tax credit, which is increased from $1,000 to $2,000 for 2018 for each child under 17.
Oh, okay. What about this, standard deduction? I mean, that thing has really went up.
Yeah, for single people, it used to be, well, it was $6,300 for 17. Now for 18, it'll be $12,000.
In a married couple, that's $24,000.
Married people, it's increasing from $12,000 to $24,000. So that's going to help a lot of people out. I've been showing people what their taxes are going to look like next year if they had this same return when I do their 2017.
Yeah.
And that is really helping people out. So people who couldn't itemize or only had a little bit to itemize, they can now... They don't have to worry about it because you got that big old standard deduction that's going to help you out quite a bit. So a lot of people are getting better refunds because of that.
So you think that overall people are going to get more money back in 2008?
I'm not saying that.
I guess it depends on the situation, right?
Exactly. One thing, well, let me tell you about a couple of things that are going away. The biggest thing that's going away is employee business expenses. So if you have a W-2 job and part of your job is to drive around and your employer doesn't reimburse you for that, or buying business meals or what else? Anything that you would pay for that your job doesn't cover for you, that whole form is gone. So no more employee biz, like salespeople. Salespeople that have a W-2 and they drive around to different customers to make the sale, they will no longer be able to write off that mileage.
But what about
health care people?
But what about if you don't, but what about if you don't have a W-2?
Now, if you don't have a W-2 and you have a 1099 or you're self-employed, yes, you can still write off your mileage.
Oh, so they really hurting the people with W-2 in terms of these, a lot of these exotic and strategies that, that they used to could use.
It's no good. It's just not good. Another thing that's going away is alimony. So if you are paying alimony to your former spouse, you will no longer get a deduction for it.
No, you won't get a deduction. What about her? What about her? Is she receiving it?
She don't have to claim it either.
So when she used to claim her alimony payment, now she don't have to claim her alimony payments.
That's right.
So it's tax-free money for her.
Free money, yes.
So you think women gonna start divorcing men, or men gonna you think divorce rate gonna go up and collect alimony because that's free money?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm sure that's what's gonna happen. Oh, I don't like you, Will. If I divorce you, I'm gonna get some tax-free money. Goodbye.
All right. Man, that is amazing. Right, when we come back, I want you to tell us about some shocker stuff that you've been working on, some stuff that, you know, mainly your stuff is really for self-employed people, like, you know, whether you're a realtor or you just self-employed, so to speak. And I know you don't like the Schedule C stuff. I want to talk about that, too, because a lot of people who are sole proprietors or self-employed or have their own business, a lot of oftentimes you're seeing with the Schedule C. Tell me what your thing on, what your take on the Schedule C, okay, when we come back. You listen to Robert Henderson Jr., Certified Financial Planner, Certified Tax Coach. Listen to Certified Tax Coach. And, Larissa, you've been doing accounting, what, 30 years, MBA? You're an enroll agent, an EA? EEA, an enroll agent is someone who can negotiate or go to and talk to the IRS directly. And
right.
If you get audited. So she has that. So when we come back, I want you to talk about this whole Schedule C stuff, because you see a lot of that, and I know you, man, you feel when they're paying a Schedule C, they're paying too much. I want you to talk about that also when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open this phone line. If you're a business owner, or if you work and you feel you're paying too much in taxes, give her a call. You know, she's very friendly. I like dealing with her because, like I say, she's really down to earth sister, and she's she studies this stuff night and day. So the number here is you can call and talk to Larissa. It's 305-541-2350. 305-541-2350. We got 15 minutes left, actually about 10 minutes left. So please don't call 30 seconds before we get off the air. If you have anything that you want to ask her, don't be bashful or ashamed, because we got a lot of listeners, and whatever you call and ask, trust me, there's thousands of people that want to ask the same thing, and they just want you to do it. So be like Mikey, you know, call. We'll be right back after this steak and break.
Do you feel like you aren't good at managing your money? Do you have a budget but still can't seem to make ends meet? Do the words like stocks, bonds, and retirement planning scare you? Well, the Henderson Financial Group is here to help. For over 25 years, the Henderson Financial Group has built a strong reputation for educating and empowering clients about important money matters. At the Henderson Financial Group, we specialize in breaking down fancy financial jargon in an easy-to-understand manner that even a six-year-old would understand. Sign up for our upcoming workshops, seminars, and podcasts. Visit us online at thehendersonfinancialgroup.com or give us a call at 305-825-1444. Once again, visit us online at thehendersonfinancialgroup.com or give us a call, 305-825-1444. You'll be glad you did.
Registered representative of IFS Securities, member of FINRA, MSRB, SPIC.
Hi, everybody. This is James T. for Minimally Invasive Surgery, Dr. Ronald Moore, MD. Dr. Moore, what makes your practice so different?
One of the things that I think distinguishes our practice from other practices is we actually try to treat everyone that walks through our door, family. I've actually operated on some of my family members, and I try to treat my patients with that same level of respect, the same level of compassion, and the same level of detail that I would anyone that I see and I'm responsible for on a daily basis. And that permeates throughout my entire staff. When I'm in the hospital, I demand that of my nurses, and I have awesome nurses throughout the hospitals here in South Florida through which I work. And that's kind of my standard. That would be my brand, is the level of compassion, detail, and genuine concern for the patient that we have.
Visit morerobotic.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, roboticsurgery.com. Or dial 954-797-4220. 954-797-4220.
Hi, it's Linda Harris with the Henderson Financial Group. When it comes to investing, time can be your enemy or your best friend. It's the one thing we just can't get back, so we must use it wisely. When it comes to investing, you must start now. There's no better time than now, so give us a call for a free financial consultation. 305-825-1444. Give us a call at the Henderson Financial Group.
Hi, this is Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner. We're very glad that you're tuning in and listening to our radio program. But I don't want you just to be a hearer. I want you to be a doer also. You have to stop and renew your mind. It's time for you to take action. I don't want you to hesitate. Don't be shy. It's time for you to think about you. You work very hard. You have to take care of your family, yourself, your health. Now it's time to show you how to make your money grow.
Call the Henderson Financial Group now at 305-825-1444. 305-825-1444.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
We're back. We're back live. Robert Henderson Jr., certified financial planner, certified tax coach, live here in the beautiful studios of WZAB 880 The Biz. Joining me all the way from the ATL, Atlanta, is Enroll Agent, Master of Accounting, Larissa Humphrey, who is a certified tax coach. She was a certified tax coach before I was. Matter of fact, that's how I met Larissa. And I don't know about Larissa, but the reason why I became a certified tax coach, because the more money that I was making, the more money I was paying. I had a CPA for 15 years. I hadn't paid over, $1.5 million. So when I found out about a certified tax coach, I called this sister and said, "This for real?" I mean, she was on a book that says, "This is how the rich and the famous don't pay no taxes." I said, "Hold, let me get this book." And I seen this sister there. I seen her picture. I called her up. I said, "Hold on. Come on. You can tell me now. I'm a brother. Is this stuff real or is this hocus pocus?" He said, "Nah, this is real as the day is long." I said, "What? Isn't that true, Larissa?"
"That's true. That's what happened."
Listen, I told people all the time, man, I didn't get into this business to be no advisor. First, I had to help me, man. They were killing me in taxes. And even become a certified financial planner, I didn't say I want to be a certified financial planner because I want to be a advisor to people. I didn't have no money. I wanted to find out about all of this financial stuff. So that's why I enrolled in the college. It's the hardest thing I ever done, other than running a marathon. And that's how I became a CFP. And then I said, okay, I want to make some money because, you know, being black in America, man, if you ain't got no money, woo, that's double hard. So I said, I can't change the blackness, but at least I can get some money, right? So I can... try to have enough green to cover my black. That didn't work, but it showed better than being broke and black. So, Larissa, tell us about this Schedule C. Because a lot of times when you look at a return, you'll look right there. And you say, "Oh, no, you know, that's just a no-no." Why is that?
Because if you have a profit, you're going to pay an additional 15% taxes on that profit. Whereas, if you had switched the business to an S corp, you would not pay that 15%.
So a lot of, you know, oftentimes you'll see someone who's sole proprietor going into business, and you know, someone tell them to, you know, become an LLC, and they'll get an LLC, and still that doesn't eliminate the Schedule C, right?
That's correct. If you're a single member owner of the business as an LLC, you still have to file Schedule C, which still subjects you to that additional 15% taxes.
And see, a lot of people don't know that. They just, you know, they go to the tax man. He opened an LLC, and they, you know, they're a barber, a Mr. Lawn Service man, but they want to be in business, and then they're paying more taxes than they ought to be paying. Let's take Mr. Frank online, too. Mr. Frank, how you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Got a question, comment?
Yes. What's the end game if you're a retiree for your taxes coming up for the new 2018-19 year moving forward?
So you let me make sure I understand you right. So a person, let's say you retired, you're unemployed, and now you're getting $10,000 a month from your pension?
Yes. So where do you go to from here?
You need a business.
No, you stuck
or
like
get
Chuck.
Some real estate.
Yeah, you stuck like Chuck. Birds in a, what is it, fish in a bottle,
in a bucket.
Fish in a bucket is easy to get you.
So basically I'm stuck like Chuck. I don't have a lot of options here.
No, you don't have nothing. You in the rain with no umbrella.
Dang.
It's a good visual, right? It popped in my head. I saw you, Chuck. I saw you, man. You need to get a raincoat or something.
There is hope. Don't sound like that. Get a business. Get some rental property.
The man retired. The man don't want to do nothing. He want to sit
there.
He
don't want to do that?
No, I can tell the way he sound. Frank don't want to do nothing. Frank, like, man, he don't work for 30 years. Right, Frank?
I don't work for 40 years.
They set you up, Frank. Only in a man.
Basically, I'm just hemmed up. Even I'm getting like 10 grand a month, and I don't want to do nothing. So basically, I'm just out here the whim of the tax code.
No, not even rain boots. Matter of fact, you got on flip flops. You got on flip flops, and it's
worse.
A flood. It's flooding. It's raining so hard on you, Frank. We got 60
seconds. Very much. I appreciate it.
All right. I hate to paint that picture at the end of the show, but boy, poor Frank. Hey, look, Larissa, give out your number, man, so you can give him some counseling. Give your number out how they could reach you and talk to you off the air.
770-451-6330. 770-451-6330.
Okay, let's give her a call. If you can't reach, you can always call me. Come see me. You know, give us a call. And let me give you the office number. 305-825-1444. That's the office number, 305-825-1444. And this is the time right now, you know, you should be looking at, you know, doing some tax strategies or what can you do like 6 months before. No later than October, you should be looking at strategy. If you wait until December 31st, most people wait until they go into January and look and try to figure out what can they do for last year. No, most of the good stuff, you know,
all of it.
All of it's gone. All the good stuff is gone. Hey, Larissa,
mm-hmm.
We got to go. Yeah. Thanks for... Hey, listen, I'll see you Monday, okay? I'll be in ATL.
Okay, dope.
Hey, thanks for calling in. We got to go. Peace, love, and happiness. I see Rosie in the studio, her and AC holding it down. If I said anything to offend you, just stick and stay. Don't go away. They're gonna play something to uplift you, your spirits, and make you feel better. We got to go. Much love. Have a great weekend.
What's wrong? Why are you so sad?
I'm here praying. I have 20,000 problems.